こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、サンフランシスコのスタートアップメンフィスミーツ社が一昨日、世界で初めて研究室で培養した牛の肉の細胞でミートボールを作ることに成功したと発表しました。牛の細胞に砂糖やミネラルといった栄養を与えて培養し、バイオリアクタータンクの中で骨格菌へと成長させ、9日間から21日間で収穫します。従来の畜産に比べ、動物を殺す必要がないだけでなく、温室効果ガスの排出も 90% カットできるほか、現在食肉用の牛が投与されているような化学物質や抗生物質も使用する必要がありません。国連によると、世界全体で生産されている3分の1の穀物が家畜の餌になっており、また4分の1の土地が放牧用に使われています。 CEO のウマ・バレティ氏は、私たちのコンセプトはシンプルです。肉を得るために生き物を育てるのではなく、直接肉を育てる。食と科学が何十年も発展させてきた技術を使って、健康によく安全で環境に優しい方法で肉を作るのです。今後20年間で店頭に並ぶ肉の大半が培養肉になるでしょうと述べています。現時点では 450g の肉を作るのにおよそ200万円強コストがかかります。
San Francisco startup Memphis Meat has announced that they successfully produced the world's first laboratory meatball made from a culture of beef cells by adding salt and minerals to beef cells in what is called a bioreactor tank. They are able to grow the cells into skeletal muscle ready for harvest in 9 to 21 days. In contrast with traditional methods for obtaining meat, laboratory meat doesn't require that we kill or harm animals.Additionally, it could result in a 90% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions, and antibiotics are unnecessary. According to the UN, a third of all grains produced are used for feeding livestock, and a fourth of land is used for grazing. Our concept is simple. Instead of farming animals to obtain their meat, why not farm the meat directly? To that end, we're combining decades of experience in both the culinary and scientific fields to farm real meat cells.Without the animals, in a process that is healthier, safer, and more sustainable than conventional animal agriculture. That's according to CEO Uma Valetti.
Yes. Salt.
It's sugar.
Sugar, yeah.
So,
面白いよね。だからまあ、今はちょっとコストかかりすぎるんだけども、まあ今後どんどん安くできるだろうっていう。
2 million yen for 450 grams?
そう。激高い。
yeah.
ただあのそうそうで、あとこの今あのなんていうんだっけ、その牛の胎児の血液を生成して作る血清みたいなものから牛の細胞を取ってるらしくて、mm. 今後はそれもそういう胎児の血液がなくてもできるような方法を考えていきますって言ってた。
うん、mm.
ゴールとしてはもう何も生き物が死ぬことなく肉が食べられるっていう。
And so someone ate this meatball?
そうそう、なんかね、この会社が作ったビデオがあって、女性がそのミートボールを試食してる映像があって、普通にああ肉の味って言ってた。
So when they make it, it's raw meat, right?
そう、でそれをこう丸くなんていうの、まあミートボールの形にして普通にフライパンで焼いてた。
There's, is there fat in it as well?
I think so. 普通にジューってなってたから。
It's not like 100% meat, but fat is also.
I'm not sure.
Because meat has fat in it.
Right.
You know.
Right.、Hmm. I don't know. This is 骨格筋 right? So it's like 骨についてる。
Do you know anything about this, some bioreactor tank?
No.
That they're using?
No. They didn't really explain what's going on there.
Hmm.
I guess people wouldn't even understand.
It's kind of creepy.
でもなんかさ、前にもハンバーガーのパティをこの培養肉で作ってる人がオランダかどっかでいた気がする。
Wasn't someone making meat out of...feces?
What?
Yeah. Some Japanese scientist was making hamburgers out of feces or something.
What?
Yeah. Probably tastes like shit, though. So what's
so
the...
So funny.
What's the role of cows if this... I'm assuming this is scalable. They can scale this up. The reason why it's so expensive is because they're not doing very much of it, right?
そう。そうだからまあどんどんどんどん需要が増えていけばもちろん価格はどんどんどんどん下がるわけだから。
So where does that leave cows, you think?
They're just gonna be there living, doing their own thing.
What do they do? What do we do with all the cows?
Just let them live.
Graze? They're all gonna graze and we don't kill them? That's gonna use like way more...Land.
だって今って荒廃してるんじゃないの、その需要、あの何、供給を保つためにさ、荒廃させて増やしてるわけなんじゃないの。 So we don't have to do that anymore, right? It's not like they're gonna be like...
But cows are weird because they're a domesticated animal, you know? So their existence as a species has always been sort of this form,
I guess.
Right?
まあこれ牛だけじゃなくて鶏肉と豚もやってるって書いてあったよ。
Oh, really?
うん。
うん。
同じようにできるはず。でなんかね、Modern Metal っていう会社が、あの 3D プリンターでこれまた培養した動物の組織をこう組み合わせて革製品を作るっていうのもやってて、なんか動物を殺して革を盗まなくても。もう培養して作っちゃうっていう。
You know, this reminds, all of this reminds me of the theoretically, some examples are given for why artificial intelligence could be dangerous. And a common example is like, well, if the AI wants to eliminate human suffering, what if the AI just gets rid of humans in order to solve that?
Right.
And that's not what we want, right?
Right.
But I feel like that's sort of what we're doing to cows.
Eh? So?
Right?
So?
Because we don't want cows to suffer. So we've kind of... we're phasing cows out, or it seems like we might phase cows out, right?
でもなんか命の始まりからしてもう管理されてるからってことじゃないの、家畜は。なんていうの、普通に野生に自然に生きてるものを取ってきてるんじゃなくて、もはやその食べるためだけに、殺すためだけに産ませて育てて餌あげて、何抗生物質打ってとかやってるわけじゃん。
But if cows were a wild animal, they would probably just be extinct.
Right.
Right?
I don't know.If we don't
eat
them,
would. They don't. They
if
can't,
we don't eat them, why would they go extinct?
Well, like everything else that's cow-like. I mean, the cow is like a giant dodo bird, basically, that makes milk. It would just go extinct, I think. The reason why we still have cows is because we keep making more.
You mean, right? If we don't eat them?
I don't think that they'll be here if we don't eat cows. It's not like dolphins or something where we bring them into SeaWorld, you know?It's different.
I don't know.
But I just feel like there's some weird parallel there between us and what we're afraid AI is going to do. And cows.
I guess. So, なんかその、やっぱりこの普通のこれまでの畜産というかその生肉っていうところで問題視今されてるのは、まあそういう化学物質投与してるのを人間が食べちゃってるっていうことと、その飼われてる動物の飼育環境がものすごく悪かったりするっていうところじゃん、だからこうものすごいひどい環境で一生を過ごす上に殺されて食べられるみたいな、それだけの人生みたいな、動物を量産しちゃってるっていうのは確かにやだやだって子供みたいだけどだから I don't know. I think this is pretty cool.
Is it safe
I don't know. Why wouldn't it be?
Why would it be? I mean, we don't want to assume that it's safe. We want to assume that it's not safe and then confirm that it's safe.
But it's just cells, right?
I guess. Yeah. There's something weird when we grow stuff like this. Like when we've cloned animals, right? So the DNA is exactly the same. Everything is the same. The animal comes out. For some reason, these clones just die. Like, after 6 months, a couple years. Like there's been a lot of clones that we can't figure out what's going on, but they're not the same thing. Right? So it makes me wonder, you know, is it really the same?
まあ一応このバイオニクはこれから FDA が、まあ、FDA とこの会社が何コミュニケーションを取っていってそのバイオニクに対する規制とかを FDA がこれからどうしていくかみたいな話は、mm. 進めていきますって書いてあったけどね。
If this was on the market and it cost the same as regular meat, would you buy this?
Maybe. I'll try. And if it tastes the same, then I probably would buy this one.
It would probably cost a lot more than regular meat for a long time, though, right?
だからそもそも例えばその前も言ったかもしれないけど放牧されてる平飼いの卵もう今って普通の卵より倍の値段ぐらいするんだけど、
mm.
でもどっちにしようかなって思った時に高いけどやっぱりそっちを買ってるのね。なんかあのチキンのぎゅうぎゅうに押し込められてるのなんか嫌だなと思って、だからまあちょっとぐらい普通の肉より高くても味が一緒なんだったらこれでもいいかな。なんかその化学物質とか抗生物質とか入ってないっていうのも結構魅力的だし、なんかこう何が入ってるか分かんない、何食べさせられて育ってきたか分かんないとかっていうよりはなんかちゃんと何レギュレーションのもとをこうやって作りました、あの研究室でこういうふうに作りましたって言われた方が分かりやすくない？
Yeah.
その動物が過ごしてきた環境とかも考えなくていいしさ、
mm.
そのエモーショナルバーデンが急にないみたいな。
I don't feel I don't feel that in the first place, like any sort of like I don't feel like that about food, whether it's like I don't eat steak and feel like
bad
like at all. No,
私も前まで全然平気だったの。でもここ1年くらいで急になんかたまになんだけどお肉食べてる時とかに、あこれ死んだ肉なんだみたいな思っちゃう時があって、
yeah.
死んでるみたいな、
yeah.
死んだ肉にかぶりついてる自分みたいなさ、とかだから前言ったっけ、あのししゃもをさ焼いてた時家で、
yeah.
なんか怖いみたいな、んか全部子持ちししゃもだったからお母さんのししゃもなんていうの全部マームなんだこれみたいな、急に変なアウェアネスがやってきて、
I don't know if that's what it is, like I don't know if it's a I don't feel like it's an awareness, I feel like it's naive, like that's how I mean
to me it's an awareness, because I wasn't thinking about it,
yeah.
You know, so I would call it an awareness, you know, it just came to me, I was suddenly aware that they were swimming in the river or ocean or whatever bearing these eggs as a mom, and now they're just being, you know, baked on my frying pan and and I can totally survive without eating these things, you know,
I can
live without them, or no. Today, you know, I don't have to eat them today.
You can't live today without killing large numbers of animals. It's impossible.
No, me personally, I'm talking about me. Like,
how can you?
When I think about it,
are you a breatharian?
Like, I didn't need to eat these fish today. Like, it didn't even have to be komochi. You know, it's just my preference. I thought it might be nicer,
yeah.
But. You know, it's not an absolute must と思ったら、なんかでもそのためにここまで死んでここまで来ちゃったんだみたいな、 you know, it's like 逆に猫と犬とか可愛がってるけどそれとこのシシャモの違いは何なんだろうとか、 なんかこうすごい考えちゃうの最近。昔は全然そんなの考える方がバカじゃないと思ってたんだけど、むしろね、なんかそんなこと言ったってしょうがないじゃん、だってもう死んでんだもん。
Yeah.
死んで売られてるんだからそれ食べたって別にいいじゃんと思ってたんだけど、最近なんかまあでも別にベジタリアンにはなってないというか、普通にお肉食べるけど食べる量はかなり減った、
hmm.
なんか別にマストじゃない日もあるじゃん。
It's a It's a huge, it's a growing sentiment among a lot of people. There's so many vegans that are vegans or vegetarians or even people that eat meat that have this sort of guilt about it.
なんかその自分で殺してないっていうところにも逆に変な guilt があって。
There's guilt for me in terms of how these animals are being treated, and I don't think that that these industries are doing everything they can to
right, yeah.
ensure that these animals are more comfortable during their lives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is also important for the quality of food.
そう、本当そうだよ。卵とかも言うもんね。こうすごいストレスかかった鳥がそのストレスが何卵にも影響を与えてるんじゃないかみたいなさ。
Did you see that video of the chicken wearing sweatpants?
What? No.
Yeah, there's a video of a chicken, and it's just wearing these like little chicken-sized sweatpants.
Okay.
And it's running around.
Okay. Is it supposed to be cute? What is it?
I don't know what it, the title of the video is just a chicken wearing sweatpants.
何の話だよ?
But when I saw the video, I laughed so hard. I felt like such an idiot, but it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
よかったね。
Yeah.
次。カルガリー大学と UC デイビスの研究チームがシマウマのシマ模様が外敵から身を守るためのカモフラージュではないことを発見しました。シマウマの天敵であるライオンやハイエナの知覚能力では、シマウマが実際に生息する環境でシマ模様がどのぐらいの距離から見えているのかを実験と計算で導き出しました。日中は50メートル、最も狩りが行われる黄昏時は30メートル、月が出ていない夜は9メートルまで近づくと目で見えていることが分かりましたが、その距離ではすでに匂いや音で存在がバレているため、シマ模様が有利に働いているわけではありませんでした。さらに、シマ模様がないインパラやウシ科のウォーターバックなどと同じ距離から比較しても、シマ模様の方が外敵にとって見えにくいという事実はありませんでした。シマ模様によって遠くからでもお互いを認識しやすくなっているのではないかという説もありましたが、それもシマ模様がない他の種と比べ特に変わりませんでした。
According to scientists at the University of Calgary and UC Davis, the stripe patterns of zebras have nothing to do with camouflage. In order to determine how visible zebras would be to predators like lions and hyenas, the researchers conducted an experiment.They found that the zebras were visible from 50 meters during the day, 30 meters at dusk, and 9 meters on a moonless night. However, at 9 meters, the zebra would already have been detected via smell and sound. The researchers also found that in comparison to impalas and waterbucks, neither of which have stripes, the zebras had no cryptic advantage. While another theory exists suggesting that the stripes...are there for social purposes, there's been no discernible social advantage to the stripes as observed versus similar species without stripes.
そう、なんかね、この UC デイビスのティム・カロウっていう教授がかなりこのシマウマのシマ模様に着目しているようで、いろいろ論文を書いてるんだけど、まあその外敵から身を守るっていうのか、こう数をごまかすため何頭いるのか、ライオンが分かんなくなるようにとか、あとは体を冷やすためとか、個体識別のためとか、交配のためとか、いろいろなんか説があって、彼は多分それをこう順々に見ていってるみたいな、でこの人はなんか今のところこのシマウマのシマシマの理由はあのアブに噛まれないようにするためなんじゃないかっていうの思ってるようで、どうやらなんか実験したらシマ模様と真っ白のパネルだとアブは真っ白の方に行くんだって。だからもしかしてその痒いなんか虫に刺されない、
it's
like a no it's like a mosquito but it's different and it gets really itchy when you get bitten、だからそういう虫よけのためなんじゃないかっていうのを言ってて、ちょうどさ、UCLA もシマウマのやつ出してたよね、論文、今月かなんか。で、その人たちはあの 何その体を冷やすためなんじゃないかって言ってて。
How does that work?
わかんない。でもこのティム・カローさんはいやそんなわけはないみたいな。あの冷やすためだったらこう黒のストライプに黒い毛がついてるなんてもう意味がわかんないみたいな。
Mm.
黒が一番熱くなるじゃんと言ってた。からまあ
Maybe
実際なんてかっていうのは今のところ誰もわかんないけど、とりあえずカモフラージュではないっていう。
I like the theory that when there's a herd of zebras, because zebras often travel as a herd,
yeah,
it can be very difficult to make out a target,
right?
Because they're all moving, all these stripes are moving around each other. Like you can't even for a person with my eyes,
right.
You see a herd of zebras and it's like, where's a zebra?
I guess,
right? Like
yeah.
That makes the most sense to me.
Hmm.
Because the thermoregulation thing seems weird. And the fly thing, it's like, are flies really that much of an evolutionary, you know, forcing function to create this?
ただ、あとだから、このしましまにどこまで意味があるのかっていうのもさ、わかんないじゃん。その、来週出すさ、特別編を聞いてもらうと、多分私が言って意味が分かってくれると思うんだけど、みんな。なんか、その絶対に何かすごく特殊な意味があるんじゃないかっていうのも、それもどっちか分かんないっていう。面白いよね。
Well, there are, yeah, usually in this, sort of situation, there's going to be a relatively clear reason for this. But,In individual animals within a species, sometimes there's a genetic mutation.
Yeah.
And very rarely, but sometimes, that genetic mutation becomes advantageous.
Right.
And so it can propagate itself through the species.
そう、シマウマのシマシマね。でもちっちゃい時カモフラージュですって習ったよね、そういえば。
What about zebrafish?
Zebrafish?Like, 熱帯魚 No?
I don't know. Isn't there a fish that... Is it called zebra fish? That has stripes like a zebra?
Okay.
Don't you know that fish?
なんか日本にもあるよね。熱帯魚じゃなくて、タイの種類でさ、白と黒の。なんか千葉の海とか潜るといるやつ。
Maybe.
There are a lot of stripy fish.
They're all over the place. They're like yellow and black and white.
Ah, right.
The fin yeah. is like yellow. I don't know if they're... Yeah. What, I don't know fish names, but...
Right.
Yeah, what's that about? Those also travel in packs, right? In schools of fish. And then yeah. you have predators come in, right? And so you have a school of these zebra fish, and you have all the stripes, you know, intersecting and moving past each other. And it can be...confusing for a predator to pick out one fish, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe we should be looking at different species that have similar traits to see. You can kind of cross-reference, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, the stripes have nothing to do with thermoregulation in a fish.
ね、シマウマのさ、群れってさ、dazzle っていうの?
Dazzle?
Or is it bullshit?
What do you mean, dazzle?
Like herd とか、何?School of 何々とかみたいなさ。
Oh.
群れのこと。
A dazzle of zebras?
Yeah, do you say that?
I haven't heard that before.
Hmm.
But officially, a bunch of those things exist, you know, murder of crows or whatever.
あ、そうそうそうそう。
And nobody ever uses them.
Dazzle of zebras.
Is it real?
I...
Are you looking it up?
Yeah.Yeah, そうだ。
That's the official...
Yeah, dazzle of zebra, zebras.
A dazzle.
A dazzle. 面白くない?
It's funny.
Hippo は crash だって。
A crash of
crash
hippos?
Crash of hippos.
This is, it's like what Japanese does with counting objects.
Oh, but, wait, zebra はでも zeal って書いてある。Zeal of zebras. 言いにくい。
What's a dazzle then?
Murder of crows. え、何だったんだろう。嘘かな。Tower of giraffe.
That's gotta be bullshit.
Mob of emus. Parade of Elephants。でもね、書いてあるよ、Dazzle of Zebras って言うんだ、多分。
I don't know.
言うことにしよう。ちょっとおしゃれじゃない。
I guess. Not Zeal of Zebras?
Zeal もあるし、Dazzle も書いてある。ネット上だと。
わかりにくい。
日本語だと、群れは群れだよね。何の動物でも。シマウマの群れ。
うん、
馬の群れとか。ゾウの群れとか。そうだよね。変わんないよね。
But it changes depending on what you're counting. Animals
そうそうそうそう
or books or
そうそうそう、ね、
cylindrical things.
そうね。
Right.
ウサギは
which drives,
1羽2羽とか、ね、
which drives English speakers crazy. But then when it comes to animals, it's like way worse in English.
そうだね。なん、そうね。数える何対象によってさ、
What's the point of
変わるっていう。まあでも何のことを話してるか分かりやすいよね。
Dazzle as referring to a group of
zebras. あ、英語の話？あ、それは確かに意味が分かんない。
Would only have been useful like in the plains of Africa some thousands of years ago. Seems like.
なんかオフィシャルなものっていうよりかはさ、literature っぽくない？そのちょっとおしゃれに詩的な言い方をするときにはこれを使いましょうっていうルール。
But who decided that?
ね、知らない。
Weird.
次。
Hold on. Do you remember the digital camo thing? Digital camo?
What?
Digital camo?
What's that?
Camouflage used by the U.S. military. They spent an enormous amount of money trying to develop a new kind of camouflage that would be effective. For like urban environments and stuff. So after their spending of millions and hundreds of millions of dollars, they came up with digital camo. You've seen like on military uniforms, they have like the little digital looking like square. You know what I mean? It's not the smooth camo. It's like little digital looking.
Right.
Like little pixelated.
Right.ぐちゃぐちゃしてるやつ、
yeah.
right?
So they did similar research with that, similar to the research they did on the zebra coat, to see how effective it is. And it was totally bullshit. It wasn't effective at all.
え、見え見えだったってこと？
Yeah.
意味ないね。なんかでもこの間どっかの国のスナイパーの写真みたいなのがあって森に隠れてる。どこにいるでしょうみたいな。それは全然わかんなかった。え、どこにいんのみたいな。
Well,Usually, if a sniper is wearing they call it a ghillie suit. Have you seen those ghillie suits?
なんか葉っぱとかついてるやつ?
Yeah, but the ghillie suits are so, you just look like a forest monster.
Right.
Like, you just
yeah,
look like you just jump out of the bushes and bite someone's neck.
モップ人みたいなやつでしょ? Yeah.
Yeah, like swamp monster.
なんかいろんなのがさ、垂れ下がってんだよね。なんかだらだら。
Yeah, but...Snipers wearing those ghillie suits, it's impossible to see them. That camouflage is so effective. Like, there's videos of guys in ghillie suits, you know, they'll crawl up, and as soon as they stop moving, they're just gone. It's like, wait, where did he go? It's crazy.
なんか迷彩柄をさ、ファッションに取り入れるというかさ、普段の。ね、迷彩柄着る？持ってる？
No.
私も持ってない。なんかすごい変な感じしない
？But it was cool in like 2005 in Tokyo.
そう、まあ流行った時はあるよね。
People had the pants.
なぜか。
I had a pair.
あとなんかバンダナとかね。迷彩柄のバンダナ。
I never understood that. But...
なんかさ、そのカモフラージュ柄をファッションとして都会とかで着るっていうのがなんかすごく不思議に思えちゃうんだよね私は何から隠れようとしてんのみたいなわかんないなんかあとこう戦場でみんな着てるじゃんそういうカモフラージュ柄とか、そのなんていうのそういうプラクティカルな意味で着てる人がいる一方でなんかファッションとしてそれを着るってなんかちょっとダサくない
Usually, we want to wear things that do the opposite of camouflages.
そうだよね。
Right? Like if you're surfing or something, you don't want to wear the black, you know, rash guard and, or I don't know. There's like emergency responders always have like reflective vests and
you know,
everyone's trying to be so visible.
だって紛れ込みたくないもんね、別に紛れる必要ないもんね、自然に。
Didn't someone develop a? Did we talk about this? Someone developed a surfboard that has like a zebra-like pattern on it that's supposed to reduce your risk of being attacked by a shark. Because surfboards are so, it's just a single color usually, right? On the bottom.
Yeah.
And it's kind of seal-shaped.
Right.
And then it's silhouetted against the sun from below for a shark. So it just looks like a seal. And you have your feet hanging off the back or whatever.
Yeah.
So they put some weird black and white, like high contrast patterns into these surfboards. And some company did. And they were like, these will help you not get eaten by a shark.
本当?
I don't know if it works.
まあ、試してみたくないもんね、自分が最初に。
No way. Yeah, just go. I see a shark over there. Just go paddle out and just see what happens.
See if it works.
You could drag it behind a boat or something.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Sharks are difficult to work with, probably.
次。オーバーマンという、オーバーマンじゃない。オーバーマン?オーバーマン?オーバーマン。という会社が
スーパーヒーロー
イントネーション難しいんだよね、日本語の方が。オーバーマンという会社が Mac と iPhone 用にフローステートという集中して物を書くためのタイピングアプリを開発しました。フォントと題名を決めて書く時間を5分から180分の間で設定します。書いている間にタイピングの手を休めると文字が薄くなり始め、5秒間休むと書いたものが全て消えてしまいます。設定時間を終了するとセーブされ、その後は何度でも編集可能です。開発者の一人、ケイレブ・スレイン氏は、自分が書いた文章が途中で消えてほしくなければ書き続けるしかないのです。気づけば1ページ、2ページと書き終わっているでしょう。私自身過去3年半、このシステムを使って全ての仕事をやってきました、と述べています。開発段階のバージョンでは休むと編集できなくなり、とりあえず先に進むしかなくなる仕様にしていましたが、集中力を切らさないためにはそれでは足りず、文字が消えてしまう仕様に変更したということです。
A company called Overman has developed a Mac and iPhone application called Flowstate designed to enhance concentration and productivity while writing. The app has users initially decide a font, title and amount of timeThey intend to spend writing between 5 and 180 minutes. Once the user begins typing, if typing ceases, the text will fade and after 5 seconds, all written work in the window will be deleted. If the user continues typing for the duration of the set time, then the work will be saved and can be edited afterwards. Developer Caleb Slane stated the following regarding the application. You as a person want to keep the things you own. It's your natural instinct. So if you make a sentence...You make a paragraph, you don't want it to go away, but the only way to keep it is to write more. Before you know it, you have page or two pages. I've personally been using this thing for 3.5 years for everything I've done. In the original iteration of Flowstate, it didn't delete your text, only froze the page. However, apparently that wasn't a strong enough incentive to remain focused.
So, Mac 版が$15, 1700円ぐらい。
高。
iPhone 版が $10。1200円ぐらいかな。だってだからこう5秒でもう消えちゃうから、あの編集しながら書くのには向いてないんだよね。戻って直してる暇ないから。
5秒、
そうだから、もうとりあえずどんどん先にガーって書いて後で編集するっていうのに向いてる。
I would just panic and start mashing keys.
やめて、終わんないじゃん。だからそう、あとそのリサーチとかにはあんま向いてない。だから調べ物しながら書くとかだともうとっくに消えちゃうから、なんかこうクリエイティブライティングとかそういうのには向いてますって、あのレビューした人は書いてたよ。
Do you think this would work for you?
これ私は5秒ってでも結構早いよね。ちょっとうーんって考えてるとかさ、前に書いた文章をちょっと読み直したりしてたらもう消えちゃう。
What if I want to drink water?
もう終わりだよ。水飲んでる暇ないよ。でしかもね、消えるときにさ、新しい、なんていうの、一番最近書いた文からだんだん消えるのかと思いきや、一気に消えるの。 だからちょっと待ってみたいなことが許されないんだよね。
I would just take a screenshot as soon as I had a mind block. Just screenshot. And,
でもめんどくさいよね。
Like, how can you keep writing without taking a 5-second break? I take forever to write. I take forever.
でも私コラム書くときはそんなに別にうーんって していいものが出てくるかっていうと別にそうでもないから、ただ確かに悪い癖としてこう書きながら何回も最初に戻る、戻って読み直して戻って読み直してってしてると確かに書き終わるのに時間かかるから、こういう風に背中を押されるととりあえず先に進まなきゃみたいな感じで終わりまでは行くのかな、どうだろう。だからこう試してみたいんだけどさ、さすがに15ドル払って試したくないからさ。
I don't like writing applications that don't have auto save. This thing has like auto delete all your shit.
Yeah, 逆だよね。真逆。
There's been an influx of these sorts of applications that are designed to manipulate your own behavior. You know, they've had these like browser timing things or software add-ons or whatever that will lock you out of certain websites for some amount of time. It's like, you know, you're trying to work, but you always go on Facebook. So there's an add-on that's like block Facebook for the next 5 hours.
そこまでしないと気になるかね。
But you can just go to extensions and turn the add-on off.
余計めんどくさいよね。何したいんだよみたいな。I don't know.
It's
interesting.
I like the inspiration for the idea. The idea, you know, this flow state. How can we put ourselves in this flow state?
そうそう。
I don't know if the answer is something like this. I think if you can get yourself to do this, then maybe you can just write without it.
I guess. まあでも人によってはこういうのが役に立つ人もいるんじゃない？こう癖とかによってはさ、なんかこうすぐディストラクトされちゃうみたいな人とかは、もう覚悟を決めてこのアプリを使ってもう今日絶対に卒論の前書きを書くぞみたいなさ、それはいいかもね。人によっては役に立つかもしれない。
I don't know if the flow state is actually a proven thing though.
What do you mean?
The flow state of the human mind as it's being referred to. I mean they named this thing flow state, butThere have been a lot of experiments where people tried to quantify or measure the flow state. You know, is there some different electrical signals in your brain or something going on when you're in a flow state? But it doesn't really seem like there is. They call it being in the zone in sports. So if someone's in the zone, so like someone...like in basketball or something.
Yeah.
If one of the star players is in the zone in the first 2 minutes of the game, you just know he's in the zone.
Right.
And so he's just going to keep sinking three-pointers or whatever. But right. on a different day, that might not be the case, right?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of know what it feels like because, like, as I said, when I write my column, なんかそのゾーンに入りきれてないと時はもうガーって書けないじゃん。でも一旦入っちゃえばもう最初から最後まで何にも集中力途切れることなくもうバーッと one sitting で終わるみたいなさ。
It's like,
そうすると全然辛くもないっていうか
coordinating your body and coordinating your thoughts requires a similar kind of focus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.それがすごいうまくいってる時があるんだろうね。
Yeah, that's a huge thing for MMA or combat sports.
まあそうだよね。
Because you can, you know, lift, you can do all this training, working out and running and jiu-jitsu and kickboxing, and you can do all this training and stuff for 6 months, and then it's time for a fight. If you're not in that flow state,Then the last 6 months was a total waste of your time. Like, you have to be in the right state of mind.
Right.
So many of these athletes are just getting like winning these fights isn't so much about your physical ability anymore. Is your brain on point when it needs to be?
Yeah.
Because you can be the greatest athlete in the world, but if your mind state isn't zoned in when it counts, then none of that matters.
でも面白いよね。その昔はこうさ、紙に手書きで書くしかないから、その書いたものがなくなっちゃったらもう終わりだから大事に大事にするわけじゃん。でそのうちこうタイプライターとか出てきてとか、でパソコンでもうセーブできなかったら終わりみたいなさ、なんかこう保管する方にすごい、それが大変だったからそれにすごい力を注いでたのに、今こうセーブするっていうことがもうオートセーブがほとんどだし、全然大変なことじゃないから、こういうさ消えちゃうみたいなものをお金払って買うようになるみたいな。
It's kind of retro.
Yeah.
Can you write on paper?
What do you mean?
Like if you had to write something out, let's say you need to write 2 pages about something. On paper, you don't have an issue doing that?
I actually do handwriting a lot, but その partial にしかやらないね。
Partial.
Yeah. なんかそのアイディアとかなんか思いついたものを手書きでノートに書いてるんだけど、ただ本当に長い文章を、だからコラムとかを手で書けって言われたらできないかも、もはや。なんか手が追いつかないじゃん。なんかスピードが違うじゃん。いや、ガーって頭で考えてることに手がついていかないからイライラしそう。
Yeah.
でその手が追いついてないから手でゆっくり書いてる間にさっき思いついたことも忘れるみたいなさ、
yeah.
あこの後何書こうと思ったんだっけとか、
yeah.
辛いよね。
It's like I have that same issue because I was trying to write something. I just decided not to take my computer. I went to some coffee shop and I was just trying to write on paper. But it was like I'm trying not to forget what's in my head as I'm writing.
Yeah.
And I'm writing so fast, like as fast as I can. So my fingers are like cramped. I'm squeezing this pen so hard. And it's like, just feels so neurotic trying to get, let me just write this down. And it's, you can't just freely write at the speed that you're thinking.
そうなの。
By hand at least.
あとこうパソコンだとさ、今のパラグラフでバーって書いてて、あこの前にこれを入れようかなとか、この後のパラグラフでこの話しようかなと思ったら、忘れないようにそれだけバラってちょっと打ったりするじゃん。でそれ後で消しちゃえばいいんだけど、手書きだとそれもできないしね。なんか適当にちょっと書いておくとかできないじゃん。残っちゃうから。でもなんか前にあの曲とかを作ってた時に自分で歌詞を書こうと思って、それは全部手書きじゃないと逆にできなかった、パソコンの前に座ってなんか書こうとすると全然なんか出てこない。そういう機械的な感じだからかな。
I don't know.
よくわかんない。不思議だな。
What's the future of the word processor?
I don't know. Directly from your brain?
I think I saw something about that recently.
About what?
Being able to read thoughts from your mind. Like, there's been some pretty interesting developments.
Oh, yeah, wasn't that from Japan? No?
I'm not sure.
I thought I saw a headline, but not the...
It's been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
A lot of crazy scientists have done a lot of crazy things to try to interface... with the brain that way. I forget his name, but there was like this one world famous neurosurgeon, neuroscientist, expert in I mean, he's the guy that made it so that a monkey could move a robotic arm and feed itself using its brain. That scientist like went to Belize, had the top of his head cut off, had like gold electrodes implanted inside of his brain. They put his head back on. Not his head, the top of his skull, right? They put the top of his skull back on. And he's the lead scientist. He's the guy that knows what's going on, right? So if the operation doesn't go well, what do they do?
Nah.
Well, he wakes up and he's like he can't talk.
What?
They fucked him up, yeah.
What?
Yeah, he got fucked up.
Oh my God.
And so the guys that did the operation were like, oh my God, what do? We just like ruined
they
his brain.
They fucked up.
They called his wife. And his wife is
he
like...
He has a wife?
His wife is like, I told him not to do this.
Oh my God.
He's an idiot. Like, I can't believe he did it, but...
Oh my God.
I knew this would happen. And... And so this...
Wait, did he just lose the verbal thing? Or... But he can still like think and write stuff or...
So they didn't know what was wrong yet. But over the course of like 2, 3, 4 weeks, he gradually recovered.
Okay.
And so he had these like this device inside of his brain.
Yeah.
And he gradually... I don't know if he ever reached 100%, but I guess it was caused by the swelling of the brain just from the operation.
It
wasn't necessary. I mean, the implant itself was causing some issues too, but...
So it's not like they fucked up. I mean,
no, they didn't
it did
fuck
go
up.
Well.
It's just...
Okay. Yokatta. Abuna.
I forget this guy's name. It was such an interesting story.
Abuna. ていうか その人の奥さんも大変すぎるよね。そんな電話かかってきてもさ、なんて言えばいいのって感じじゃん。 自分の旦那がやりたくてやった構造だしさ。
それは怒るよね。 I think there was some resistance to him doing it on other people at some point in his research, and that's why he decided to use himself.
まあね。それだってやってくれませんかって言っていいですよってならないもんね。
Yeah.
This
flow state thing, I was reading something the other day about how you get into the flow state and what that really is. And really what it is just being anchored in the present moment. So you're not thinking about the future. And you're not thinking about the past.
Right.
And so there's like different tricks to try to get yourself into this flow state. And I think that there's a concept from like Indian philosophy called the Atman. And the Atman is like your true self.
Okay.
So the idea is like, you're not you with a body and like thoughts and a brain and stuff, but you're actually you're the observer. You're observing yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
That's like who you really are.
Right.
And so there's like this idea that if you can anchor in the present and, assume the position of this Atman, then you can invoke the flow state or something like that. The Atman
It's
not a physical thing.
No. で、 そこに awareness を 持っていければ 自分の その 自分を冷静に観察することができる。すごい怒ってたりとか悲しかったりしても。だからそういう感情とかに、とか環境とか他人に引きずられないっていう。
So, yeah, you can, it's not as impulsive. Like, you can observe yourself being angry.
Yeah.
And I can think, oh, Michael is doing a podcast instead of I'm doing a podcast right now.
Right. Yeah.
And I, like, watch myself do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of analyze, you know, what's going on so that, you know, even if you're like super pissed off, you can, you know, calm down easily.
But I think a starting point for that is like, if you're walking around your room, then you can think mommy is walking around.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that the language actually has something to do with this perspective. Like the way that you...
So you have to think that? Like, oh, mommy is trying to write her column right now because the due date is coming up next week. But she is supposed to be focused now, but she's thinking about other stuff.
You know, when we're distracted or we're procrastinating, it's often because we're trying not to be in the moment.
Right.
Right.
I guess.
So you can observe yourself do these things. Right?
Yeah. Do you have a hard time going into the flow state when you have to do something?
Totally depends if it's something I want to do or not.
まあそうだよね。まあそりゃそうだよね。So
if I can convince myself that I want to do something, then I have no problem.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I think everything that's worth doing, I should want to do it anyways. So it kind of works out, I guess.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. 次. SpaceX has selected 30 teams, including a team from Keio University, to advance to the next phase of their Hyperloop pod design competition. This is out of over 120 student engineering teams from around the world that had submitted designs to the first phase of the competition. The MIT Hyperloop team was awarded Best Overall Design. This summer, the 30 selected teams will have a chance to test their pod designs on a functional 2-kilometer stretch of the Hyperloop test track constructed by SpaceX at their headquarters in Hawthorne, California. Plans to construct a larger 8-kilometer circular track have been mentioned as well. Musk originally mentioned this Hyperloop idea in 2013, suggesting that it could be used to travel the 570-kilometer distance from San Francisco to LA in about 30 minutes, which would imply an average speed of around 1,000 kilometers per hour. The Hyperloop concept involves an aluminum pod floating on a 0.5-millimeter cushion of air, accelerated by linear motors in a tube maintained at partial vacuum.
SpaceX はハイパーループのポッド部分のデザインコンペで世界中から120の大学のエンジニアチームから応募があり、その中から次のラウンドに進める30のチームを選定しました。日本から慶応大学のチームも選ばれています。今回のラウンドでは MIT のチームが総合デザイン賞を勝ち取りました。選ばれた30チームには今年の夏にカリフォルニアのスペース X 本社に作られた全長2キロのハイパーループの線路上で自分たちがデザインしたポッドを実際に試験走行させる機会が与えられます。今後全長8キロの線路も建設される予定です。ハイパーループの構想は2013年にイーロン・マスク氏が発表し、サンフランシスコからロサンゼルスまで570キロの距離を時速1000キロ、たった30分で移動できると説明しています。ハイパーループはアルミニウム製のポッドが部分真空のトンネル内をリニアモーターを使って線路から 0.5 ミリ浮いた状態で走ります。来たハイパーループ。2013年に、ポッドこれでも話したよね。バイリンガルニュースでも、yeah. こんなのが考えてるらしいよって。なんか着々と進んでるよね。さすがですね。
A lot of people made fun of it too when he initially said this.
そうね、当時はね、そんなのできるわけないみたいな感じに言ってる人もいたけど、そんなのも無視して着々と進んでいます。
yeah, as he should.
慶応大学頑張ってほしいね。
Yeah, they, Keio University didn't, I think it's called Keio Alpha is the name of their team.
Okay.
Shit, I might be wrong.
Okay.
It was something like that.
Okay.
yeah, it's impressive that, that they got in there. I read their, they put out a little description of their particular design, because there's so many different ways to solve the same engineering problem. So they're all, every single one of these pod designs is totally different.
So what was theirs like?
Theirs seemed relatively minimalistic and had a larger focus on like safety, like redundancy than some of the other designs, it seemed like.
まあ大事だよね。
Yeah.
安全性。
Yeah, as well as being connected to some sort of a data network.
Okay.
They thought about that as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
What does it look like?
I haven't seen a picture of it. I mean, there's so many different pods.
Right.
Right. MIT supposedly had the best design.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I saw it. But you can't really tell, like, I mean, you'd have to sit down and like really go. I mean, this stuff is,
right.
It's not like you can just look at a sketch and be like, oh yeah, that's the, this
right,
or whatever.
Right. そうだね。
But I guess basic design features would be, it's probably made of aluminum to be lightweight. There may be some sort of an air scoop on the front to push air out the back. Because if you're in a tube like that and you're moving so fast, air will accumulate in front of the pod. And so you need to move that air behind the pod so you can move forward with less wind resistance, which wouldn't be an issue in a pure vacuum, but it's not a pure vacuum.
Right.
And on the bottom of the pod would be something like the surface of a hockey table, whereas there are small air jets that would keep it right off the floor.
We did it ってことだよね?
Or maybe they'll just put wheels on it.
Right, right.
I don't know.
Elon Musk 忙しいね。
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's gonna be everywhere. Like he's already everywhere. Like when I see PayPal, you know, and it's such a normal thing now. Everyone is using PayPal.
Well, if you...
And then Tesla is going to be everywhere. And then, you know, Mars
well,
and this.
The interesting thing is that none of this stuff has really happened yet. You know, he hasn't made a mass market electric car yet. He hasn't sent anything to Mars yet. But the thing is, like, what he has done so far is so compelling that you can kind of extrapolate that out. It's like, wait a second, this dude might be the president of Mars in 20 years, as well as, you know, Tesla looks like it could be one of the largest car companies in the future.
何かを成し遂げて次に行くっていうだったら、まあさ、わかるじゃん。このさ、壮大なプロジェクトをやりかけのやつがいっぱい同時にあるっていうのがすごくない?
Yeah, well, he's...
どうなってんの?
He's involved, but they're not... He's not financially involved in any of the...
Right, right.
The participants of this.
It's crazy.
What I like about this whole thing, more than... I mean, Elon Musk is fantastic, and so is his idea, but that so many groups of students were willing to take on this engineering problem, and students from all around the world flew from all these different countries to just attend this conference and to have a shot at this.
やりたいよね、だって。
We're talking about people that are way younger than us, like kids are getting together and building the Hyperloop pod.
And that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, they're probably way more flexible than, you know, experts that are like oji-chan, you know.
Well, people in university have so few commitments, you know, in terms of like assets they need to manage or a family that they need to go home to or support.
Right, right.
Or when you're in college, you can fail at whatever you're doing. And then so what? You live in some shitty apartment and you eat konbini food? Like, that's not a big deal.
Yeah,
it's not
no,
a big deal.
No.
Like, you can make it. You can survive. But when you're older and let's say you have a family or you have all these things that you have to maintain, it's different. You can't take risks like that.
I know. だからやっぱりさ、その、なんていうの、学費を稼いでる人とかは別だよ。じゃなくて、大学行ってる時に、あまりにも飲食のバイトに打ち込む人とかいるじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
もうなんか、毎日とかさ。
Mm-hmm.
なんかそれとかってすごいもったいないと思っちゃう。It's like, why? You could do that after you finish school, you know? Just like,
yeah.
Being kind of, 何?拘束される企業に何時間とか。
You know, when I was going to school, I was living, I mean, it wasn't an extravagant life. There were times when I just had no money and I'm just eating tofu and cabbage all the time and just but you realize there's a weird comfort in that because it's like, you know, how far can you fall really if you fail? How far can you fall really? The ground's right here, you know?
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. But so many people will be so strongly influenced by society to not take those risks, you know, get your sales position in Toshiba or whatever you're, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think especially in Japan, 教育のせいだけど、その一回失敗したらもう終わりみたいな風に教えられてるじゃん。だからそのなんていうの、何か事業に失敗して自殺するとかさ、就活に失敗して自殺するとか、そのもう人生終わりだってなぜか思わされちゃうみたいな。
Well, if you have any doubts about the salaryman life, the riskiest thing you can do is just go straight into that.
Yeah.
Because then you will be unhappy for sure.
なんかその日本で起業家がなぜあんまり育たないかっていう話があると、mm. まあそのタックスの問題とかもあるけどもちろん、ただその原因の一つとしてそういうメンタリティがいつも上がるよね。その失敗するのが怖すぎて、だから海外の起業家の人なんてさ、何回も失敗してもうなんかどん底とかまで行って、でもまた新しいアイデアが浮かんできて、まあ成功するかもしれないしないかもしれないみたいな、mm-hmm. でも別に一回失敗したからって何それで人生終わりじゃないとみんな思ってるじゃん、
mm-hmm.
とかこう前に仕事してた時、こうヨーロッパのカーリーとかと喋っててもなんかこう今大丈夫ならまあ平気だろうみたいなさなんていうの、なんかやってみて、 でもし無理だったら他のことやればいいやみたいな、もうちょっとなんか気楽に考えてる感じがした。まあ傾向だからジェネラライズはできないけど、だからね、これはでもすごいいいよね、この慶応の人たちもさ、 like even if they don't get it, it's like 別になんてこともない。
If you look into Elon Musk's history, he was very close to failing with SpaceX and losing all of his money.
Mm.
And Tesla would have failed as well, probably.
Right.
At that point.
まあ、スティーブ・ジョブズもそうだもんね。自分の会社からさ、追い出されたりとかさ。You know,、it's not like 最初からすごい成功したわけじゃない。
Yeah. 次。On Tuesday, an explosion blew a hole in the side of a Dalo Airlines commercial airplane.Not long after taking off from Mogadishu, Somalia. Somali authorities have confirmed that one individual was ejected out the side of the aircraft and did not survive. However, the pilot did manage to turn the plane around and make an emergency landing. It remains unclear whether the cause of the explosion was a bomb, and no group has yet to claim responsibility. Flights in and out of Mogadishu Airport were suspended briefly on Tuesday as a precaution.
おととい、ソマリアの首都モガディシオ国際空港で離陸後間もないダーロ航空の航空機で爆発が起き、機体の側面に穴が開く事態となりました。パイロットはそのまま空港に引き返し緊急着陸することに成功しましたが、ソマリア当局によると乗客1人が航空機から投げ出され死亡しました。爆発の原因は明らかになっておらず、犯行声明なども発表されていません。安全のため、同日のモガディシオ国際空港でのフライトは全て欠航となりました。今日の感じだとなんか普通のニュースっぽいけど、昨日の時点ですごい不思議なことになってなかった？なんかさ、乗客は全員無事でしたみたいなのをさ、発表されてたじゃん。で、その一方で、そう、一方で、地元の人がなんか焼け焦げた死体が空から降ってきたみたいなことを言ってて、そのオフィシャルの発表とそのローカルの人の供述が思いっきり食い違ってるっていう謎の、でそのじゃあ空から降ってきた死体はこれと関係あるのかないのかみたいな、なんかすごいことになってた昨日。
well, でも、I hope so. It would be really、
でも乗客だったんだねやっぱりね。よかったよかったというか、よくはないけどこの人にとってはさ、でも一応だからその当局が嘘ついてるんじゃないかとか、なんかいろいろさ、なんかぐちゃぐちゃしてそうだったけど、それは一応解決されたんだね。
Yeah, there was a lot of conflicting information about like what airport it came from and this and
that. Right.
I mean,
え、これどこに向かってる飛行機だったんだっけ？
It's
an international flight though, right?
Yes.
I think it was in the article that you sent me yesterday. なんかどこだったっけな？
Like where?Yeah, I don't remember where it was headed. Does it? Does it matter?
It doesn't?
Djibouti. Where is the city? Djibouti?
Djibouti. ジブチって聞いたことあるね。
Yeah.
アフリカのジブチ共和国。
My African geography is not crisp.
そう、それをさ、私さ、そのヨーロッパってみんな国の名前をまあまあ認識してるじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
南米もさ、まあ日本結構南米弱い人いるけど、なんとなく国の名前聞いたことあるじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
アフリカになるとなんで急にこんな弱いのかなって思った時に。この間ね、なんかアフリカでゴリラに会いに行こうみたいなテレビやってたわけよ。それ見た時に急に気がついたんだけど、ヨーロッパとか南米にテレビとか行った時って絶対国の名前が書いてあるんだよね。
Yeah,
フランスとか
little flag and...
そう、でもアフリカの時だけアフリカって書いてあるのだからだって思って、それを伝えてから見て育ったからさ、アフリカっていうものが国である、一つの国であるかのようにさ、すごい広いんだけどね、実際。でもなんで国の名前を書いてくれないの？だからそのゴリラのやつもアフリカしか書いてないから、これはアフリカのどこにいるんだろうこの人たちみたいな。それが全然わかんない。
Well, it's that and governments just aren't that stable in Africa. Like the names of countries have changed so many times, even in our lifespan. I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, but still, like.
Like, is Zaire still there? Or you know, these.
But still, you know, can they at least kind of specify like where yeah. in Africa they went? Because they never do that with Europe, right? Like.さてヨーロッパにやってきましたみたいなこと言わないじゃん、あまりに広いからさ。
Well, the best thing about Ebola, that's a weird thing to say. I guess the best thing about Ebola is that it familiarized so many people with, you know, West Africa and some of, you know, the people there, the culture there. Because so many people were
True.
watching, you know, documentaries and There would be these myths that came out about African people, like they're doing this or they believe this, and this is why
right,
it's spreading
right,
so
right.
much. So then people kind of had to look into that stuff.
Mm. そうだね。
So, I mean, that's the only time I really paid a ton of attention to Africa, like consistently.
Yeah, because right? Africa, it's like Morocco だってアフリカじゃん。でも。モロッコってさ、そのアフリカって聞いた時のイメージとは全然違うじゃんとかさ、なんか
yeah.
面白いよね。ソマリアも相当すごい。
South Africa is everyone knows South Africa.
Yeah, South Africa is like completely different from what.
But like,
well, not completely, but kind of different from like the, at least in the cities, it's
Ethiopia,
different from what people
Sudan,
have in mind.
You know.
That's it.
you know,
I don't even know. There, yeah.
But I think part of it is that we refer to it, you know, regionally. Central Africa, West
yeah,
Africa, East Africa.
I guess.
Right?
ソマリアも読んでみると相当すごいよね、今。Mm. もうなんか政府ないみたいなさ。
Well, it's very difficult to keep track of. You'd have to dedicate your life to really understand
本当にすごいよ、
the
ソマリア。
Politics in Africa.
政府がもうなくなっちゃってるし、なんか何そう爆破テロみたいなのとかもしょっちゅうある。
Aren't the pirates the smaller pirates are a big deal too?
そうだそう海賊もそうそうそう。
It's like the it's a real issue for major corporations that try to get ships around there.
Yeah.
The Somali pirates will show up with their AKs or whatever.
Have you seen the Tom Hanks movie?
Yeah, I saw that.
It was pretty emotional.I guess. これはでも何だったんだろうね。
Well, there is terrorist activity in that region.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. What I don't know what else it would be. Do you know anything about airport security in that area? Like, do they
in Africa?
Yeah.
No, I have no idea.
They don't have the TSA there, right?
I don't know.
Do they have something analogous to the TSA?
I don't know. どうなってんだろうね?
Did you see the video? Oh my god.
Of this?
Yeah.
No.
There's a video. Not of the explosion, but there's a guy. He's sitting on the plane. in the center row.
あ、乗客が撮ったビデオってこと?
Yeah, well, just one of the passengers near the, he's like kind of near the explosion. And so it blows up, he's on the plane, and he starts taking a video around the plane. And you can like see the hole down there.
Oh God.
And all the oxygen masks are out. And people are surprisingly chill in the video, but he like points the camera around and this plane is flying and there's a hole in the side.
Oh God.
So it's a pretty crazy video.
怖.
But he didn't even have his mask on.
大丈夫だったのかな、その人は。
It seemed like people didn't even have their masks on. I think maybe a few did.
They didn't pass out.
I guess not. I don't know. He seemed like he was fine.
どういうこと?なんか前言ったかもしれないけど、そのアルシャバブとかがさ、まあ活動してるわけじゃん、ソマリア。だからもうなんかすごい、なんていうの、その周りの国でソマリア人っていうことのイメージも悪くしてる。そのテロリスト集団が、でもソマリアの難民の人ってたくさんいて、その周りの国に受け入れてもらわなくちゃいけないんだけど、その中であのアメリカのグリーンカードが、うん、あのロッテリーで当たった人の話、 NPR のラジオでやってたから、興味ある人は聞いてみてほしい。すごいなんかもうドキドキするよ。 It's just a conversation between the Somali guy and theBBC reporter or something.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you know, keeping in touch every day, and the Somali guy is just like explaining what's going on to him every day. And it's like, もう危ないから今すぐにでもアメリカに行きたいわけじゃん、その人は。当たったからやった、これでアメリカ人になれるぞみたいな。でも簡単じゃないんだよね、すっごく難しいの。だから、でなんかもう毎日毎日何危険にと隣り合わせの生活みたいな。で家にいるってバレたら、そのテロリスト集団が来て殺されちゃうかもしれないから、電気もつけられないとか。 It's so intense. And then it's real. It's a real story. So it's like, 例えばそのアメリカへのチケットを手に入れたってなったら、女の子たちが群がってきたりとか、自分も行きたいから。だからでもそれはさ、危険な地帯に住んでるからもう当たり前じゃん、
yeah.
とかね。 It was pretty interesting.It's like, 自分が見えてる世界と全然違う世界に生きてる人の生の声というかさ。
It's weird that we all came from Africa.
Yeah.
And we all just left Africa, then did a bunch of high-tech shit and fought each other for a while. And Africa is like, I mean, it's not the same as it was hundreds of thousands of years ago, but large portions of it are, you know? Large portions of Africa are just...You'll get eaten by a lion, you know?
Yeah.
Or like the Sahara Desert is just, you know?
Yeah, so だからあのライオンの話あったじゃん。そのアメリカ人がさ、ライオン、あのお金何百万円も払ってライオン殺しに行くツアーやってますとかさ。Mm-hmm. で、その時にまあ、その西洋の人たちがすごく怒って、あの、まあ、私もそうだけど、その楽しみのためにライオン殺すなんてありえないみたいな。ただその地元の人から言わせてみると、その実際に脅威なわけで、ライオンっていうのは、
mm-hmm.
その家族をライオンに殺されちゃった人とかがいる人もたくさんいて、
yeah.
だから別にその西洋の人がライオン殺すことについて怒ってない人たちもいるみたいな。
Oh, the yeah, Cecil the lion, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
that got me so sad.
Especially fuck.
especially when they talked about how now they're this. その殺されちゃったライオンの子供たちがもうみんな死んじゃうだろうみたいな。その他の群れの他のオスライオンに多分全部殺されちゃうとか。
Mm.
I was like, oh my god.
But if you watch like nature documentaries, it's so brutal. You know, nature is so brutal.
Yeah, but I mean, just the thought of like
just
this white American guy, dentist guy, flying to Africa.
But wasn't that money going towards like conservation and all that shit? And don't they need to kill
that lion anyways? Not if it was illegal. It turned out it wasn't.
What bothered me is all those giraffes that kept bonking their heads on bridges. You remember that? Like, there'd be like a truck with some giraffes on it, and they're facing backwards. So the truck goes under a bridge and then the giraffe hits his head and he dies.
Remember that? Yeah. That was so stupid.
And it was like a string of like three or four fuck ups that resulted in all these giraffes getting killed. And it's like,
そうだ、あれ本当にバカだったよね。
It's a fucking giraffe. It's tall. Like
信じられないよね。
How do you not think about, like, your job is to move a giraffe. Here are the characteristics. It's fucking tall. Like, you can't just drive under these short bridges.
I don't even know.
But yeah.
I don't even
know. I was
know.
Way more bummed out about the giraffe. It's like, a team of researchers at UCLA have found strong evidence that a planetesimal called Theia, estimated to have been nearly Earth-sized, collided with Earth some 4.5 billion years ago when Earth was only 100 million years old. The team analyzed the oxygen isotopes of volcanic rocks found in Hawaii and Arizona, as well as moon rocks from three separate Apollo missions. They were identical, suggesting that Theia was thoroughly mixed into both bodies. While this theory has existed for a while, the UCLA researchers' evidence suggests that the collision was far more direct, a far more head-on collision than initially thought. The force of this impact not only formed the Earth as we know it today, but also a portion of the debris produced the moon.
UCLA の研究チームは、地球と同様の大きさだったと考えられている微小惑星のテイヤが45億年前、地球ができてからまだ1億年ほどの時に地球と衝突していたという有力な証拠を発見しました。チームの分析でハワイおよびアリゾナの溶岩とアポロミッションで持ち帰った月の石に含まれる酸素同位体が全く同じであることが分かりました。これはテイヤの一部が地球と月の両方に残ったということです。テイヤが地球に衝突したという説は長い間存在しましたが、今回の発見によりこれまで考えられていたよりはるかに直接的に激しく衝突していたことが分かりました。その時の衝撃で私たちが今知っている地球ができただけでなく、衝撃でできた破片が月になったということです。面白いね、
うん、
なんか宇宙の話って本当にさ、そのお話みたいじゃない、物語みたいじゃない、だからちょっとずつしか進めないみたいな。 And it's relevant to youYou know what I mean? It's like, you know, ハリーポッターの次の作品をみんな待ってるじゃんみたいな感じで、でもハリーポッターは正直自分にはあんまり関係ないけど、
yeah.
宇宙は、宇宙とかこう地球の起源の話は自分に関係あるからさ。
Well, space is the only, or one of the only really quantifiable realms in which we can get a clue as to what the hell is going on.
Right.
You know, you can't watch reality TV and get any sense of what's going on.
Yeah.
So, and our, you know, the stuff we pay attention to is largely just a bias of scale, right?
Mm.
If we weren't this tiny, maybe we would pay attention to these other things. But this is really relevant to us because it's, I mean, it's Earth.
Yeah.
first of all, and apparently this... You know, Earth came from two planets, I guess.
だから、テイヤがぶつかってなかったら、全然違うことになってたかもしれないってことでしょ。
Do we know if this is, I don't know. Isn't, there's like supposed to be a planet between Mars and Jupiter.Sort of.
Okay.
You know, that's where the asteroid belt is. There's all these asteroids between Mars and Jupiter.
Hmm.
And they have their little orbit there where a planet should sort of be.
Okay.
But there's no planet there, right?
Okay.
So, you know, maybe there's a story there. Why didn't this coalesce into a planet?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know.
I just asked Michael. Yeah, what happened, Michael?
Did you see the Planet X thing?
What?
The Planet X?
What's
it seems
that?
Like every once in a while there's...
Oh, they added the new planet thing?
Well, every once in a while there's the Planet X thing where it's like, oh, we think we've discovered the planet beyond Pluto. X is Roman numeral for 10, so the 10th planet.
Ah, right.
So,
なんか最近あったよね。
Yeah,
もう一個あったみたいな。
Well, it's happened so many times. Like, there's a planet X, and then a bunch of scientists come along, and they're like, no, there's no planet X. But it just happened again. But this time, it seems like they actually have some pretty decent evidence that there is a planet X.
Oh, finally?
Maybe. And supposedly, this planet, like, enters our solar system.
Oh.
It has, like, a weird orbit or something.
Huh.
But it just reminded me of all the Zachariah Sitchin's interpretations of ancient Sumerian texts.
帰ってくるやつ?
With the, what is it, the planet Nibiru.
Yeah, Nibiru.
That like shows up.
戻ってきてうちらが全部奴隷にされるってやつでしょ?
Yeah, exactly.
奴隷になりたくない。
They want our gold or something, something cliche like that.
Gold. Yeah, I don't want to be digging.
Yeah.
Gold.
Can you imagine observing this? This collision between these two planets? Supposedly, it takes so long for this collision to happen. Like, the planets are so large that it would appear to be in super slow motion.
In our eyes ってこと?
Yeah, because the scale is just so large. So supposedly you can just, you can sit around and have a coffee
Pizza.
While this is happening. You would see, so this other planet has gravity too. So a lot of really weird things happen where the water is all being sucked to one side of the planet. And you would feel the gravitational force go, you know, and you just get pulled in between. I don't know. There's like, if you think about the physics of this.
確かに。だから衝突って聞くと、何自分の常識内でガチャーンみたいなさ、すごい速いやつ想像するけど、もっとだからグギギギギみたいな感じってことか。
The crust of the earth would cave in as these two things slowly hit each other, and all the water would just...run up off the mountains and drip up into this other planet, and just it would just be bizarre if you really think about the physics involved in such a collision.
Did Theia have water?
Well, Earth's water. I don't know if Theia had water. I don't know how much. If you believe that comets delivered most of the water to Earth, then Earth wouldn't have had that much water at the time. But it's weird that something this major could happen, and we're only starting to figure out, you know, this is like one of those, it's a major fact, but it's, I don't know, it's sort of like the dinosaurs. Dinosaurs isn't really considered a major fact in pop culture, I feel like. If you ask people, when were the dinosaurs discovered, nobody knows.
Right.
But people know when Columbus showed up to a place that already had people on it.
確かにね。That's so strange. Who cares about Columbus? 確かに。本当だよね。まあでもだから人間がちっちゃいからね、ちっちゃいスケールにフォーカスしちゃうのはしょうがないというか、自然なことなのかもしれないけど。
Another interesting thing I saw is that they discovered a 4.1 billion year old zircon crystal in Western Australia. They found this...super old crystal in Western Australia that contained organic carbon.
Okay.
Which means that life forms already existed 4.1 billion years ago.
4.41億年前.
Which means that we have to push back the emergence of life on Earth by 300 billion years.
Damn.
Which means that life emerged on Earth as soon as 400 million years after the Earth was formed. Which...was a completely different environment than the environment that we thought life emerged in.
Right. なんか常にさ、プッシュバックされるよね。
It will continue to be pushed back.
ね、人間が出てきた時期もどんどんどんどん後ろに遡るし、そもそも人間以前にこの生命が出てきたっていうのもどんどんどんどん後ろに遡ってるよね。うちらが小学生の時の教科書 と比べたらすごいことになってるよ、
ね。Yeah. Well, science doesn't really like to get too speculative, right?
Right, right.
So it really sticks to the limits of our knowledge, right?
そうね、そうね。
So in some sense, the limit of our knowledge becomes a real limit to how we interpret reality.
Like, right, right.
No, there was no life before this, you know, because
right,
we don't have evidence.
Right. 確認できたところがってことだもんね。
Yeah, but you have to remember what it really means when we say something like that. It just means that's the oldest thing that we know of.
Right. そうね。
But a lot of the time, it seems like in scientific articles and whatnot, the limits of our knowledge aren't really acknowledged that way.
Yeah, or I mean, scientists obviously know that, right? But then when it gets into the media or when normal people
lost.
Like me talk about it, then it's, yeah, it's lost.
But even scientists, I feel like a lot of scientists don't know that. There's a lot of silly scientists.
Scientists って言っても広いもんね。Interesting.
And I think this may make panspermia a more likely candidate for
yes.
the origin of life. Because the earlier it is, the more likely it seems that life would have just done the work of becoming some basic thing somewhere else and floated over.
Yeah.
Because there is transfer of material between like Mars and Venus and Earth already.
Yeah. I love panspermia. It's like, just because we're here now, it just doesn't mean that it started here. Right.
Panspermia used to be considered almost like a total pseudo-scientific idea. Like, panspermia, like, get the fuck out of here.
ね、
it used to be so, like, it was hilarious before, but it's becoming、
ね、
like a real...
結構普通だよね。今でこそ別にそれを、panspermia の話してもすごい頭変な人と思われないけどさ。昔だったら多分、it's like...何の話してんの?
Well, Francis Crick, the guy who discovered the DNA helix, was a believer in panspermia, I believe. I think he was, unless I'm confused. But, I mean, the guy that discovers DNA, you know, advocates panspermia as a theory, I think he got a lot of flack for that, but...He might be vindicated eventually.
It's really interesting. And this will connect to our episode next week.
As well as this, there's an organism called Xenoturbella, which if you look at pictures of it, it looks like a purple sock.
What?
It looks exactly like a purple sock.
Xenoturbella. Turbella.
Yeah.
Is it purple?
Yes. It's a purple sock.
This one? Maybe there are different kinds?
Yeah.
The one I'm looking at is kind of orange.
The one I'm talking about is...
ちょっと数の子っぽい、ナマコみたいな感じかな。
It lives on the bottom of the ocean.
Okay. ナマコって感じ。
And no, it looks exactly like a purple sock. Like if you are scuba diving and you see this, like, oh, somebody lost a sock. Like it looks exactly like a purple sock.
Okay.
And it was such a mystery.
Ah, this one, like this.
Yeah, something like that.
確かにね、ちょっとストッキングかソックスが落ちてるみたいな感じ。
Yeah, and it's been a mystery for so long, and they analyzed the DNA of this purple sock. And the analysis showed that it was... Yeah, see, that looks like a purple sock.
Yeah.
Analysis showed that it was a mollusk. And then they figured out that actually we analyzed the DNA of what it eats on accident instead of the thing itself. And they haven't been able to figure out what this thing is, this purple sock thing.
Eh?
Because it doesn't do anything.
Eh? どういうこと?
We don't see it like eating or doing anything. It has a mouth and it has an anus, but it has no other features...it's like a total mystery.
Huh.
Yeah. And recently, they were able to figure out that it's a a very basic organism, like it's a primitive organism. Well, before, some people had speculated that it was like advanced, like it was a recent thing,
yeah,
where some of its physical features had become sort of vestigial.
あ、日本語あったよ。チンウズムシだって。
チンウズムシ。
なんか珍しいにウズに虫で、チンウズムシ。謎の多い動物である。長さは4センチ以下。結構ちっちゃいんだ。写真で見るとすごい大きそうだけ
ど。Yeah, baby sock.
へぇ。生殖腺その他の独立した器官はない。口と腸だけがある。生殖本も不明。今のところバルト海でだけ見つかっているだって。ウィキペディア。へ
ぇ。Yeah, but there's a little bit of news on that just today, so...
What did they say?
Oh, just that they figured out that it's really basic. They redid the genetic analysis.
And, oh, okay, okay.
And kind of.
So they just confirmed that they're basic.
Yeah, I guess. But okay. I thought it was interesting. I mean, next week's episode goes into this sort of stuff. So.
そうね。来週は深海とか生命の起源とかのお話ね。すごい面白かったよね。
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
いつもながら。特別編さ、面白いよね。自分で言うのもなんだけどさ、その来てくれるゲストがみんなすごいよね、本当に。
Yeah, we've
been, ありがたいよね。
We've been really lucky with these guests.
Yeah, 本当にありがたいし、その、そういうゲストに来てもらうために手伝ってくれてるリスナーの人とか、紹介してくれる人とかがいるっていうの、だって何もお返しもできないじゃん。別にお金払うわけじゃないし。なんか別に得があるわけじゃないのにさ、こう手を差し伸べてくれるっていうのは素晴らしいよね。本当に本当にありがたいです。
ね、
yes。お話は終わりですかね、これで。
Yep。
文字起こしのテキストを Apple っていうか Mac と iPhone と Android のアプリで購入できますので、マイケルが言ってること、マミが言ってること気になった人は。
来週のやつは同時リリース。
来週の文字起こし特別編は同時リリース。結構長いよね、来週も。すごい盛り上がったもんね、話が。
うん、
あ、楽しみ。早くみんなに来てほしい。
yeah.
あとなんだっけ。あ、LINE のステッカー、マイケルが地道にコツコツ作ったやつも売ってますので、そちらもチェックしてみてください。あと Amazon で。宇宙トレーナーとファービンクス T シャツありますので、はい、そちらもサポートよろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
あとマミのコラム今日出たんだよ。こうあの日本の雑誌にのメイクページに、なんで二重しかいないかみたいな、な文句あの書いてたので、興味ある人は文字おしゃべり読んでみてください。終わり、
yep.
終わり、バイ
バイ。